Wall Street is unsettled by what it's hearing about corporate earnings. The Dow closed down 212 points yesterday, a loss of about 2%. It ended the day at 9,712, its lowest close since November 28th. Jason Lopez reports.
Last week, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan threw some cold water on thoughts of a quick economic recovery when he said poor corporate earnings could stand in the way of a turnaround. And this week, disappointing news, notably from Intel and J.P. Morgan Chase, prompted investors to sell off shares of a variety of companies. Mike Sobel, the head of equity trading at Barclays Global Investors, says that Intel had a decent report on their earnings for the last 3 months of 2001. But, he says, traders invest in the future, and Intel's disclosure that it was going to spend less on manufacturing equipment is a sign that the world's biggest chipmaker is unsure about prospects for this year. Investor skittishness was magnified by J.P. Morgan's report of a sharp fourth-quarter loss due to, among other things, bad loans to Enron and Argentina. After the September 11th terrorist attacks, says Daniel Morgan, an analyst with Noble Financial Group, the markets braced for the worst, but it never happened. In the last months of 2001, positive signs about the economy began to emerge as many investors put their money in the market expecting better earnings and perhaps even the beginning of a recovery. But, Morgan says, this week's corporate projections for the coming months disappointed investors who were hoping that the gains in the last quarter would continue.
And then I think what we're starting to see right now is some short-term profit-taking in the stocks because they have had a nice run after the September 11th situation.
With uncertainty injected back into the markets, many traders have essentially taken their money off the table until companies such as Intel or Cisco say they can see clearly down the road that business will pick up again. One company bucking the trend is Apple Computer, which says its new iMac is selling better than expected. The company also met earnings expectations. And Compaq Computer showed a fourth-quarter profit and reports that its sales in Europe are doing well. For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez.